This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of MetaSci Kicks. My name is Liv and this is the podcast where we talk about all things metaphysical, paranormal, spiritual, and in between. If you are listening on the podcast waves, hello. But if you're watching also on either the MetaPsychics Extras YouTube channel or the main channel, because this is a video, you will see that we have a fabulous guest on the show today.
Hello.
Could you hear the clapping?
I couldn't hear the clapping, no.
Oh, man.
Although when you hit record, it said that there was a recording in progress, but then it didn't give me anything else.
that's because my fun little clappy applause is on my soundboard, so you'll hear that in post-production.
That's all right. We'll fix it in post.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, yes. Russell.
Thank you.
If you guys are longtime watchers of Metapsychics, you will probably know exactly who Russell is because Russell has been on multiple paranormal investigations.
Many.
With Metapsychics. Yes, many, many, many. Many. And now Russell himself is branching out on his own to create his own YouTube channel. And I just couldn't be more excited for you.
Oh, I'm so excited because it should, by the time this is out, it should be like... It should be out. This should be the start of it. It's been so long. This has taken so long to do just because it's just, I have a life. I have a full-time job and it's really expensive. I'm going to be honest. So it's taken a lot. So like, and then on top of that, I got a dog too. I got a puppy. So it's like the only time I can edit is like between 9 to midnight and I'm just like dying for sleep, but it's fine. It's almost done. We're getting there.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm picking up what you're throwing down, my dude.
It's so close. I'm working on the trailer. Oh, it's so good.
I'm excited for you. Well, so for people that are new to the show, have never watched this on YouTube or listened in the podcast waves of the universe, can you introduce yourself a little bit? Let us know who you are, what your new business is or your new YouTube channel. And what we can expect before we get into today's topic, which is going to be paranormal investigations, the ones that Russell and I have both been on through Metapsychics, some new ones that will be coming out with you for all of you watching and listening soon, very low budget, very casual paranormal investigations, not like the high budget stuff that Russell's going to be putting out, but nonetheless, paranormal investigations themselves, as well as if you want to start dabbling in paranormal investigation too, the favorite devices that Russell and I like and don't like. So we're going to give a little product review, if you will. So Russell, who are you?
So my name is Russell, as I have been introduced. So this year I'll be launching Nightmare Fuel Paranormal. It is me, Janelle, who has also been on Metapsychics, as well as Anthony, who has also been on Metapsychics, as well as some of our other friends. Andrew will be joining us for some of them too, as well, for the majority of the ones that are coming out like more like in the near future. But then we're going to kind of be like rotating people out and doing different people. So mainly it'll be me, Janelle, and Anthony for the most part, as well as potentially Anthony's wife, Jenny, too, which she hasn't gotten a chance to record anything with us yet. So we are doing strictly just investigations on that channel, potentially like some gaming stuff too, as well. I know they talked about the wanting to do that too, as well. So that could be fun. But we are doing just whatever investigations that we think would be fun. We've got some stuff planned for like later this year that'll come out probably next year. We're like way far behind on stuff just because it just takes some time to get some stuff out, but I'm really excited. And then I also have my own personal YouTube channel, which we don't have to really talk about here, but yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be fun. Our first investigation, if it hasn't come out yet, which I don't have a date set for it yet, will be Fairfield County Infirmary. So, which we have done investigation there together too, as well, which was insane then. But this is like, we're going to like kick it up a notch because there's like some really crazy stuff that happens. It's really fun. I did not expect it to be as crazy as what it was because we went back. That was the first time we went back and it was crazy. And then we've gone back since then and it was like nothing, just completely dead. So,
oh, wow.
It'll be fun. It's going to be a fun YouTube channel. I'm excited for people to finally be able to see it because I've been working on it for a very long time.
Tediously working on it. So
oh, my gosh.
So it sounds like Nightmare Fuel Paranormal is just going to be like a really cool group of friends that are going out financially within their means to bring paranormal content to viewers like you.
Correct. Yeah, it is. It's very much, there's no like, there's nothing that's really like scheduled necessarily. So it might not be the most like consistent posting, but I do want to post it. Even if it's like gets like 10 views and I get like one like, I'm happy with that. It's fine. I don't really care.
That's awesome. Well, I do want to let everyone know that's watching and listening though. Russell's editing is top tier. No, I'm serious.
Ridiculous.
You helped to edit a couple Metapsychics videos like per contract. And it was, you don't do jump scares because I mean you do, but you do jump scares in a way that's hilarious. For example,
so stupid.
There's like this silly like no music and then all of a sudden a meme on the screen and it's just it's so funny. Your transitions are great and I also know that you have a drone, so when it comes to like the really cool angles and aerial views, I mean it's honestly very cinematic. Extraordinarily cinematic for a YouTube channel. So if you guys want crispy editing, super cool paranormal investigations, go check out Russell's channel, Nightmare Fuel Paranormal, on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Reels, and Shorts.
Yes. Yeah, it is really this what the focus has been with this YouTube channel is high quality content while also having fun. So like we don't plan stuff out as much as what we used to. Like there's some things that we plan out, but it's really like, I want the end product to be high quality, but also funny too as well. So like there's memes, there's jokes, there's like whatever in there just to just like be silly. So yeah, it's going to be a fun video. So the goal is high quality content, but also funny memes and jokes but throughout the whole thing. So which there are some memes in this one, not very many, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to all of the investigations because we had some really good ones. We got some really good stuff.
That's awesome. I'm excited. Yeah. All right. So then let's get into just some nice, fun stories from past paranormal investigations. Okay. I know this is a fan fave for both, like just for both of us, the Wilson Castle.
Yes. I love Wilson Castle and I want to go back so bad. Yeah. It's just so expensive because it's in Vermont. So it's just a long drive.
What was it, like a 10-hour drive? 11 if you take stops.
Yeah, like 9, 10, or 11, somewhere around there. It just kind of depends on how many times you stop. But like, whew.
I also think that if we go back, we should go back in like September, not end of October, because that was like the first formal paranormal investigation that I ever went on. And it was literally the week after I got back from my honeymoon and got married. And all I could remember was with Anthony, we had to go and get matches. Cause remember how cold it was? And we only had the two fireplaces in the entire castle. So picture it, guys, you get to a castle and it literally was built in like what, 1865?
Oh, good question. Somewhere. Yeah, it's a long time.
I think it was like the 1860s. Russell's going to fact check me. But you walk in and there's like the big entryway, right? To the left, there's these giant red velvet stairs that go and like almost, I mean, it's not spirally, but it has like the cascading stair step that goes up to the left and is really sweepy and beautiful. And then to the right, there is, you know, a parlor room and stuff. But before that, there's a fireplace that creates a wall and separates the rooms. So that was the foyer fireplace. Now, where we actually had all of our equipment set up in our quote unquote base room was the kitchen towards the back of the house that had just a big old wood burning metal stove, right? Or no, it was brick. It just had metal surrounding it. So that is what we had as a form of heat the entire time we were there in Vermont at the end of October.
Yeah, it was, don't get me wrong, it was so pretty though. Like during the day, it was perfect. But then as soon as it got dark out, the whole building was just freezing. It was so cold.
Yeah, because it was made of stone. It's up on top of this hill that overlooks all of these like mountains and overarching hill. Yeah. What is it? Rolling hills. But I remember being scared because there's two lovely ladies that own the Wilson Castle. And the one woman is like the granddaughter of the most recent man. His name was Colonel something. You would think that I remember. I just remember that he was a colonel. And he bought the castle from the previous owners, like the third or fourth owners, during the Great Depression for $14,000.
Yeah, it's insane. It was built in 1885 is when they started. So you were really close.
Okay, 1885. Yeah. So, you know, when we got the keys, they're like, okay, just make sure that you lock the doors, lock yourself in so no one can get in and you know, have fun. We'll see you in the morning. Or if you want to leave, just make sure that you lock the keys in the house and then leave. And we're like, okay, cool. And there's like one guy, I forget what his name was, but he's very nice. I don't know if he's just a friend of the family, but he works for the one woman that owns it nonetheless. And he's like, here, if you guys need, here's another fire starter brick. Just make sure you put it on the fireplace and it should keep you warm. There's all this firewood right here. You'll be fine. But he didn't leave us with a match or like the little lighter thingy. So I'm like, if everything goes out, we have nothing. Nothing. We can't let the fire go out.
Yeah. I think his name is Andy.
That sounds familiar.
Pretty sure it's Andy. Yeah, they didn't leave us with anything. So I do remember we had to start that again, which that's also where I learned that people are scarier than ghosts. So
wait, how did you learn that people were scarier than ghosts? Because of the car that came down the road?
Yeah, because we had in the middle of the night. So they like, so they
were in the colonel's room, right? Colonel Mustard.
So like they leave us and then they close the gate because during the day it's like open to the public and it's like has tours and all of that kind of stuff because they're like in the process of restoring it, which I don't know if they've like officially replaced the roof, but I think that they were trying to because the roof is like made of like slate, so it's really expensive for them to replace it. So they're like, they're restoring the whole thing, which now that it's been what, like two years, almost 3 years since we've done that. Oh, I
three
like
3 years, almost four.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Three, almost four. So, cause that was what?
2022. Yeah. Cause that's when I got married.
Yeah. So it's been a minute. So I can't wait to go back and see, but, when they leave, they close the gates, which it's like a good distance, which maybe we can insert some drone footage here for the people that are watching. It's a good distance down like from the driveway to the castle itself, but they closed that gate. And I'm assuming what happened is that someone was probably trying to scare their friends and be like, well, let's go up to the haunted castle. And so they just like pulled in to the driveway and then just like turned around and went back out. But it also kind of freaked us out.
But you have to picture it. We're up in the colonel's room. The colonel's room is beautiful. The ceiling is painted with like birds in the sky. There's a giant turret window and this big old giant like old wooden table that we are sitting at and trying to talk to the colonel, because the colonel of the Wilson Castle, if you're able to go, I'll put like the link to the website for the to the Wilson Castle below if you guys want to go check it out, or if you're in Vermont, go take the day tour, or if you're interested, do a paranormal investigation at night. So we're sitting at this big wooden table. There's this big giant turret window behind us, and then the room opens up, and I remember we were getting like I hate the music box that's motion censored, and you guys had it out in the hallway and it kept going off with like a little boy or something, and I was like, ooh, I don't like it, it's freaky. But you can see the whole front of the castle from this turret window behind us. And it's dark outside. It was probably like 12 o'clock in the morning at that point, maybe one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it might have been later than that, too. Like it was pretty late.
So picture it. It's 2022. We're in a turret window. I'm getting freaked out because there's this little music box that with motion sensor makes this very extremely creepy noise. And I'm like, I don't like this. This little boy needs to stop tiptoeing in front of this music box, right? You can see the entire front of the Wilson Castle from the window behind us. The really pretty cool thing. And there's this hoopty that comes up from the road. Mind you, we're also just in the middle of nowhere. The absolute middle of the nowhere. And like a couple hours earlier, I was talking to the woman that owns it. And she was telling me about how when she was a child, she used to go there in the summers with her little brother because her grandfather owned it. And he would tell them about the frog people that were going to eat them in the basement. And I was like, these hilarious. Are the frog people. They're here to come feed us to the frog people in the basement. And we're not even allowed to go down there. I am absolutely terrified. And it's this little hoopty, like a Subaru or something, you know, I got a spoiler on the back and purple lights underneath it. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, the Colonel, are you okay? Are we going to be okay? Is someone going to come in here and they're going to not be cool and it's in Vermont? And it was funny. And then we went back to our conversation that we had of Russell at that point had just been thinking about whether or not he should start his own YouTube channel, right? Because you'd been on a, no, that was like the very first paranormal investigation that we went on together.
Yeah, we did Twin City first.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then I think we did Twin City and then just like jumped straight to Wilson Castle. Maybe we did Fairfield in between, but I know we did Fairfield, Franklin Castle, and we definitely Madison together.
We definitely did Fairfield after the Wilson Castle because I was pregnant when we were doing the Wilson Castle. Or no, yeah, right. Fairfield.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So then it
was Twin City and then Wilson Castle then, which is like, we're going from like this little, like small, like tiny theater to like this big castle.
I remember sitting at the round table and we were all asking the Colonel if we were going to be okay. And if this random Joe Schmo was just going to leave.
So funny.
And we were like, who locked the back door? The back door's locked, right? And we're all like pointing fingers at each other. I think Anthony went downstairs and checked that the door was locked so no one could actually get in. And by the time he came back, the car had already started moving away. And we were talking about if you should do, because you were like hooked at paranormal investigation at that point in time. And we were talking about whether or not you should do a paranormally fueled cooking show. And I thought that was
good. Yeah. I really should do that at some point.
No, it was a good idea. We were like cooking show and you were like, oh, paranormal cooking show. So maybe you could do that on your channel or, you know, adjacent.
Could you imagine if we did? Now I'm just going to throw another idea about a paranormal cooking show. What if we went to a paranormal location and cooked at a paranormal location?
I wanted to do that when we went to the Conjuring House.
We'll just like cook a full meal and just like talk to whatever random person's behind us and be like, hey, what do you want me to make?
Oh, yeah, right? You want some pizza? Because that's all I know. I mean, the lady at the Conjuring House who makes, what was it, like pies or something she was helping us smell was pies? Maybe she can make pies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at pie crust, though.
A lot of the Conjuring House, I don't remember because I was like very affected by that. I don't know. I wasn't like scared when we were at the Conjuring House, but I was just like way out of it.
No, I remember you had to sit on the front porch for a second. So did I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get it. All right. So favorite part about the Wilson Castle besides the dude Joe Schmo that scared us in his hoopty?
Favorite part. Well, I mean, the building is beautiful. Just the building itself is so, so pretty. It's such a pretty castle. And anytime that I have any chance to investigate a castle, I'm doing it. I don't care. But I think because that's where there were a lot of like repeating patterns throughout the whole night. So like you would hear like paper shuffling and then something would happen after that. And that happened multiple times. Like we were out in the front porch and you could just hear like this, like sounds like someone just like opened up a book and just like flipping through pages. But then we heard that noise again later in the night. And that's when we had that like my baby voice, which was terrifying.
Oh, I forgot about that because that was during the live stream and you heard that too. Yeah. It was audible.
Oh, it was so audible. I like kind of didn't hear it the first time, but then the second time, because like you could hear like the shuffling noise in the hallway, which I don't think it.
It was like dress skirts shuffling. That's the sound. I remember that because you were the closest to the door.
Well, Anthony was actually closer.
Oh, he was closer. Did he hear the my baby thing?
I don't know if he heard it or not. I would have to ask him if he did, but you could feel when the second time it said my baby, and this is like the first, like really like just outright paranormal. There's no doubting that like something is happening. Cause like we've heard like noises, we've heard things, and we're like, did you hear that? You know, like little things. And this is our second investigation. We're kind of like sitting there and we're like, nah, nothing's going to happen. And then you just hear like this, my baby. And then there's this big rush of air that just like comes into the room. And I swear I could feel, it felt like something just like into the room, like straight behind me. And I was like, okay. And then all the lights turned out and I was like, okay, this is real. I'm scared now. That has to be like top favorite thing about Wilson Castle. Insane. So scary, but it was fun.
It was fun. So it was very scary. Like Banshee Woman-esque.
Mm-hmm. And it was very like, just the way that it just like, and just like stops behind me. Cause like the air didn't like continue to like circulate around the room. It literally stopped right behind me. Mm-hmm. At least that's the way it felt to me. And I was like, oh, I'm like holding my camera. I'm like, okay, the lights are out. Can we go now? And we all like, we ended the live stream. It was like, all right, guys, let's go. we left so fast. We should have, at that point, it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So like we had gotten our fill of investigation. We could have stayed there until 10 a.m. But the fact that that happened, we were like, okay, let's go, guys. And we like packed all of our stuff up so quick and we're like running out the front door.
Yeah. I remember Anthony and I went to go get matches or a lighter. And then we also stopped because we were looking if there was like a Dunkin' or something open for coffee. And we ended, there wasn't. There was only a McDonald's because since apparently McDonald's is just a part of today's podcast with their delicious Cokes and we got milkshakes.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, that is my top, like one of my favorite things of all the investigations I've ever done. I've never had an experience like that before. I've not had that again. That place is haunted as shit, man. Well, so haunted.
I think that's funny because that's what you remember from it. And then my remembrance of like my favorite thing is completely different.
Oh man. There's so many good memories too, as well, during that trip.
The whole thing is great. Not only because you get to go to an old location, but I really like when you get to go to a haunted location and the people that own it or that are taking care of it actually take care of it and love the place wholeheartedly. That's one of the things that I love about the Wilson Castle too. But I really liked it because my favorite thing from the takeaway of it was I got to talk to the owner like privately before everything. She was very, very interested about me being a medium, which I just thought was really, really kind. And I ended up giving her like a little bit of a reading and it was never like posted online. I thought about maybe making like Patreon content or something out of it, out of like the stuff that's not as personal. But she came and we were talking and it wasn't until after the investigation that we had talked to Sarah, one of the souls in the house, who adored children, that Sarah made it aware, or at least what I believe, she made it known that one of the things that she wishes for the house to have a continuation of is children always being there. So whether it's for like day camps or summer camps, or even just like learn how to do paranormal investigation stuff, she really wants children to be there. And she caveated off of that, of talking about how Sarah, this soul from this woman who was the original owner of it, that, the woman who owns it now used to spend her childhoods there and just loved it. And it made like good memories for her. So it was one of the things that, even though Sarah didn't get to have children how she planned when she was alive and living at the castle, so many other children have lived in the house after her. And she just hopes that more children can continue to have and make good memories there. And it just made me really happy.
Yeah. They really, like, could you imagine being a kid and living in that castle? there's so much space to just like run around and like slide down on the hand railings and just do whatever you want. Amazing.
And everything's solid there. I mean, it's mm-hmm. literally giant stones, bricks, everything that is non-breakable. It's just like the antiques that are breakable, but not the house itself.
The building is absolutely beautiful. And I'm so glad that they have the owners that they do, because I don't think that
anyone else would take such good care of it.
Yeah, like the main places that I have been that really take care of their locations, Wilson Castle is like the top one, but Fairfield and Madison, and I can't think of his name right now. What's his name? He also takes really good care of both Madison and Fairfield too as well. Those are the types of locations that I really appreciate, because then it's like preserved for future generations to do investigations there too as well, and not just like rotting away like I have some locations I've been to, which those are locations I've not been with metapsychics. There are some that are like, there's just a pile of rubble at that point, and it's just really sad to see it go. So
yeah, I understand.
Makes me happy when they take care of it.
Well, moving on to another place that's also very well taken care of, the Franklin Castle.
Yes.
So Russell was on the metapsychics investigation for the Franklin Castle, and there was miscommunications and misunderstandings when it came to recording the content and being able to post it on the internet, which that video was on for just like the most smidgen of a second. Yep. And the miscommunication came with the owner in 2022 told us that he welcomed, mind you, he was a lovely person, very eclectic. He told us personally that he loved paranormal investigations, loved everything that paranormal investigators did, and he wanted us to record and share and show him all of the videos that we made so that he could also see how cool his establishment was, et cetera, et cetera. So when we sent him the YouTube link, he was like, oh, well, you can't post it publicly, but I want you to make a video and show it to me. And we're like, okay, cool.
Great.
But we could talk about it. And the Franklin Castle was one of the most interesting experiences I've had. And the man who owned it, because Russell, you just said that you think it changed owners, right?
Yeah, which I don't think the website really like says it anymore, but it looks like someone else had taken over it. I don't know if it's just under new management, because it said new management, but I don't know if it's under a new owner or not. But I'm like kind of interested to know if they would let us post videos if it's underneath new ownership, because I would definitely go back there again. It was kind of quiet for the most part, but then we did get some stuff that was like clearly something.
Well, it's so well taken care of and preserved. It really is like someone's living there to this day. That's how nicely it is. But my favorite part of the Wilson Castle was when we played hide and seek.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't know if it made the video or not. I don't know if it was in there. Well, no, it was.
Was it?
Well, we did a split up section, but I don't think we did the hide and seek section.
It was so much fun though.
It was fun. It didn't translate well to video, but it was fun to do in person.
It was. I remember we were trying to do hide and seek. So the premise was each of us would have like a ghost hunting device. So I think I had a cat ball. I don't know what anyone else took. Maybe we all just had cat balls.
Yeah, I don't know what I had. I don't remember. I'd have to look.
Okay, I think I had a cat ball or an EMF reader. Something to tell me that if someone was next to me, they could turn it on. So we're like, okay, I know that souls know, see, hear, and feel everything, but just play dumb with us for a second. We're going to play hide and seek. So we all ran and hid. I remember my sick prego ass was just like, I am not going far. I can't fit in places. Plus it was cold. There wasn't any like heating or anything. Yeah. So we're like all bundled up because it was November by that time, I think. And I just hit the floor and tried to hide underneath the couches. If someone walked by, you just walk past me. But the premise was like, okay, you guys have to find us, and we're going to be found by you guys letting or making our ghost hunting equipment go off. And I think I was like the fourth one found, maybe, or the third one. I don't entirely remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember who was like, who was seeking and who was trying to find us. I don't remember like who was doing what. I don't even remember where I hid, honestly. I can't remember.
I think you were downstairs in one of the closets.
Yeah, I hid somewhere. I might even just like sat in a room because I was like, well, there's really nothing in here for me to hide in. So I'm just going to sit in this room.
That's hilarious. That was my favorite part of the Franklin Castle. But I also know that we have to talk about the security guard.
Yeah, I
Because this was all you. You told us when we were driving there and we met up at the pizza place. The pizza place down the street. You're like, listen, there's something really cool about this with Ghost Adventures. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So there's a clip from Ghost Adventures. And it's really like, it's really hard to tell if it's real or not. And I don't necessarily believe it. But there's a clip of them in like the basement and there's a shadow that goes by the window and it's at an angle that like you can't really like it doesn't make sense the way that it like reflects and the way that the shadow is casted. So it doesn't make sense that someone could walk there. But at the same time, when we got there, the person that owns it started talking about how there's a bodyguard, like they have a guard, like a security guard for the property for whatever reason, because it's in Cleveland and it's not in like a bad area, I don't think, but he's got a security guard that's apparently really tall and we were told not to talk to him. So, but we never saw him. So we don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah. Okay. So picture it. We get to the pizza place. And Russell, who's all excited about paranormal investigation stuff, because, you know, I'm a big, giant, scaredy cat. Like, when we would break up into teams, Anthony and I would usually go together because we're both the biggest scaredy cats, but Anthony's also the biggest guy on the team. So I'm like, I'm going with you because, you know, just put both of the cowardly lions together. It's fine. Whatever. And so imagine it. You're at the pizza place and Russell, who knows everything about the paranormal stuff, brings it up and he's like, look, you have to watch this clip. And I remember actually being excited. I was like, oh, we're going to see like a shadow person. Cause like I was a fan of Bagel Bites, Zach Bagans, when I was younger. Have I watched Ghost Adventures or anything like that in years? No, not at all, because it scares me. But you showed me the clip and I was honestly super excited to be like, oh, what if we can catch the same thing that Zach Bagans does? We could be so cool. What if we like, because he reached out to us on Twitter once and I was like, we could have him reach out to us on Twitter again. This would be so freaking cool. So I was honestly excited. Now, you know, fast forward, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. When you walk into the Franklin Castle, it's narrow, but it's tall. There's three stories. The third story is like a ballroom that's currently being renovated, or at least it was in 2022 that we couldn't go into. But you can go on the first, second, and then there's a basement floor too, where, you know, like the servants' quarters would have been. So when you walk in, it's narrow, but directly to your right, there are servants' stairs and they are tiny. Mm-hmm. I'm talking Keebler elf feet could slip on these things.
Yeah.
And it goes to the left. Now, when you get down the little tiny servants' stairs that curve to the left, you're in a basement. But there's windows that are level with the ground that are just like raw iron and glass, right? And it's right to your right when you get down to the windows. And it's this long open room that goes to the left. So that little bit of windows right there is the exact same thing that Russell showed us from the Ghost Adventures video, where you can see like a shadow man. He looks like a man in an overcoat, like slowly walking by. Yeah. And they're like, it's paranormal. I am telling you right now, guys, I was so disappointed because we experienced the same thing that Zach Bagans did. I'm sorry. I used to listen to, and that's why we drink. And all they do is talk about Bagel Bites. They call him Zach Bagel Bites. And I just think it's so funny. But we saw the exact same thing that Zach Bagans did, got it on camera, and it was the security guard that the very nice man that owns the Franklin Castle told us would not talk to us.
We got that on video?
We got it on video.
I don't remember getting it on video.
I am 99% sure that we got it on video.
I don't remember getting it on video.
I was so excited for it to come out.
I don't remember getting on video at all.
Oh,
I'd have to look.
Maybe I'm wrong because I didn't edit the videos. But
I don't remember getting it. Maybe we saw like some type of shadow or something, but I don't know if we got it on video or not.
Because I believe I was down there with Anthony and Janelle and we were doing an EVP session with the people that used to be the servants. And we were asking about like the World War II stuff that was going on historically with the place.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the video. Maybe you guys saw it and it didn't get on video.
Oh,
because I feel like I would remember that too as well.
Okay.
I'll have to look. I'll look.
Okay. At some point. If you do and you find it, let me know. But I was so excited. But then I was like, no. Oh, favorite things about Franklin Castle, besides that it was just beautiful and nice.
It was nice. I mean, we got some like pretty good stuff there too as well, because we have like heels just like walking across the floor, like someone's just walking with heels. I'm so sad that it had to be taken down. That makes me so sad because the trailer was so good too as well.
It was fabulous.
Which, I mean, any of the trailers, like I completely understand how stupid they are, but they are so much fun to make, man. They're just, it's just all like the ridiculous things, just like throw it all together and just like mash it up and just send it. That's all it is.
That's awesome.
Stupid.
All right. So we've talked about the Wilson Castle. Now we've talked about the Franklin Castle, but let's move on to a place that we've both been to both together and separately, because it's important to understand that when you go on a paranormal investigation, you don't know what your results are going to be. Sometimes you get amazing, amazing feedback from all of the paranormal equipment. And then other times it's like bubkiss, zero, zilch, nada. There's nothing that wants to talk to you and it just doesn't go how you planned or how you thought it would be. So it really is just like a
Bel Air house. Sorry.
That is true. The Bel Air house made me sad and just, yeah. We won't talk about the Bel Air house because I don't have positive things to say. I mean, it's not that it was...
It was just nothing happened. It was just boring. It was an expensive Airbnb.
It was an expensive Airbnb, and I was way too pregnant to have to deal with that. Anyways, you know, so if you want to start doing paranormal investigations, for those of you that are listening, watching, let us know in the comments below places that you would want to go or that you've learned and like cool information about. Let us know if you have gone on paranormal investigations and what your results have been, because they can vary very, very much. So let's talk about Fairfield.
Oh my gosh. That place is, it really, I think it can be really active there. I have been there once when it wasn't active, but it's insane. That place is so dark. I don't understand what it is about that location, but there is usually at least one time where something crazy happens. And then
what do you mean by dark? Physically or spiritually or both?
So this is something, and this is a future video that will go out eventually on Nightmare Fuel Paranormal. This is something that I've experienced, is that when you look at the footage of places that are haunted, it will physically be darker than anywhere else. And it doesn't feel like that when you're there, but when you look at the footage, you're like, there's something here the whole time. Like the Fairfield is like that. And it was really dark the first time we were there. And you can just tell like on camera, it's just very heavy and there's just a lot of energy. And it's places that shouldn't necessarily like be as dark as what they are, like physically, like appearance wise, just very like dark and shadowy. And then the next minute it's like, you can see like down the hallway, like normal. So it's just like one of those types of locations. If that makes any sense.
No, I've never thought about that before. Do you think it's that if you were to set up one camera in one room and one camera in another, and you're talking to say like a normal human lady spirit, and then in the other room, there might be something that's more of like an entity, that when you look at the footage side by side, the actual like resolution is brighter in one room and darker in the other?
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
That is
I'm
crazy. Sure
you could probably do that. I have noticed it, particularly with the, cause it'll be not this first video, but it'll be the second video. I've noticed on that one, and that place is like super heavy, which I can't reveal the name yet because I don't know when it's coming out, but it is insane how dark that footage is, but it didn't feel like that when we were there. And Fairfield is very similar. It's not as drastic as the other one, but like, I'm sure that you could tell the difference between like if there's an entity there or not, which there's lots of little dark things at Fairfield.
Huh. I would have never thought that energetically speaking, it could translate to how dark a room looks on camera.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I've not like been able to really like prove it necessarily, but like you can see it does translate across the footage. And I don't, for those of you like that do ghost investigations, they're like, well, it could be a camera setting. I don't change anything. Mm-hmm. Everything stays the same every single time for like whatever group of videos that I'm doing. So I don't change like the audio levels. I don't change any of the camera settings. Everything stays the same. So it's like consistent throughout everything, throughout whatever we're doing. So like usually the whole year, the settings are the same. And then that way you get consistent, like, you know, you can tell it's not, you know, it's not like, oh, I accidentally bumped like a microphone setting or I did this or that. Like I write down or take pictures of what it is. So for it to be like at one location, be like super bright and like, you know, like Fairfield is kind of like, or not Fairfield, Wilson Castle was kind of like that a little bit too as well. But like, it's still like kind of brighter than Fairfield, I would say. But if you look at the video footage comparing the two, they look drastically different, in my opinion, at least. So
that is so interesting.
Yeah. And you can really, the video, the next video that's coming out, you can really tell on that one. So yeah, which I could show that to you at some point.
Yeah. Well, you just have to hear the little whispers about when it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully. Maybe if I could get this video done fast enough, I could put it out in October, but it might come out in November. We'll see.
Okay. Cool. So what was your, like at Fairfield, I just remember Fairfield was so cold because at that point it was like November, December, maybe. No, it was like February. We went there in like February, didn't we? February, March.
We did it. Hold on, I can tell you exactly when we went.
Because I remember being very, very sick pregnant. It was like first to second trimester. So I just carried around that big old giant jug of milk because drinking milk is the only thing that made me feel better.
That's funny. We went there March of 23.
Okay. Yeah, it was cold. I was wearing coveralls. We all had little hand warmers inside of all of our coats and like layers and layers of hoodies and jackets and I remember the biggest thing that was a pain in the butt was that it was raining outside and it was super, super windy. And we thought that some of the, like, cause the windows are really old there. We thought that the banging that we were hearing was paranormal, but it really was just the windows in their frames.
I think that mixed with that, there might've been actual noises that weren't like the windows, but cause I feel like.
But it was too hard to discern to like make it paranormal or.
No.
Or. Be like to separate what was paranormal from not.
You couldn't really debunk it either. Yeah. Like there was no way for us to debunk it. We couldn't find it. We couldn't really like prove, which is why it all got cut out. We don't really have any of that in that video, but like I have a feeling because there's so many like little dark things at Fairfield. I feel like they were just kind of like messing with us and like hiding themselves within like the actual noises. So like you could never tell, like, was that something that I heard, which it did die down like a little bit for a little bit. And we didn't hear too much then, but yeah, the windows, it was really windy that time. It was very windy and very rainy. So cold.
Oh, I remember now my favorite part about Fairfield. There was one, I don't necessarily remember the whole semantics of it, but there was a woman that was talking about how the passage of time looks different as a soul being in heaven or spirit versus watching someone's passage of time here on earth. It's very like lucid, but like tandem. It's kind of odd, but the, really the coolest like paranormal experience, not just as a medium, like physically experiencing something paranormal was the, what is it called? The mortuary?
Oh, in the morgue?
The morgue. Yeah. Ooh, that was my favorite part.
It's so, and it, I don't think it translated across footage that time, but on the paranormal investigation for Fairfield that I did with Nightmare Field Paranormal, it translates across video on that.
Does
and we
it?
Actually have stuff on that
did
one.
Did you hear like the actual, did you get the actual audio?
I have the actual audio. Like you can hear someone like, I say like, did you hear someone say no? And everyone in the room goes, and they're just all deaf. Everyone goes, no, I didn't hear anything. And then I play it back and it is so clear. Well, no, it's insane.
You're really good at going back through audio too, especially when we do like the EVPs, like you're the one that found out, the lady at Twin Opera House, Twin City Opera House said, shut that door. And when I heard that, my whole body broke out into goosebumps. I was like, oh, I did not even hear that. But, you know, because as a medium, most of the things that I experience aren't physical necessarily, unless you're like getting into clairsentient feelings and stuff like that. So to really just experience something paranormal in a very mundane way, like I did at Fairfield, is ridiculous. So if you guys don't know what Fairfield Infirmary is, we did like a little Ohio tour because it's close to the state that we live in. So we jumped states. We did a little Ohio tour because, you know, the Midwest is ridiculously haunted. And the Fairfield Infirmary used to be a workhouse. So if you guys don't know what a workhouse is not a good place to be. So back in the day, if you had no money, I'm a woman, so I'm just going to use this as an example. If your husband died and you had children and maybe no son, or your son wasn't old enough to work, you didn't have any money, no one would come to take care of you. You were going to go in a workhouse because no one technically quote unquote owned you. No one was probably going to be able to give you a job during the time Fairfield Infirmary was enacted as a workhouse. So you would go there, they would give you room and board, but you were basically an indentured servant. So no one ever paid you, but you did work to sustain the place that you lived at. But because of that, it was not usually run by the nicest of people, or there was corruption in the politics and placement of those who ran the facility. So it's not a good place to talk about or to be about. Be in? Is that what it is? I just want to talk about, like, I listened to this one show, and it talks about workhouses in Britain. And they said that there was something called the workhouse whale. And that is the only thing I can think about in the Fairfield Infirmary. So if you guys want to know more, I'll put a link to maybe the website in the description below or in the show notes if you're listening on the Metapsychics Extras YouTube channel. But it's just, it's not a good place. So there could be a lot of uncool things. But the cool thing about Fairfield is the morgue, because there's a natural spring that runs underneath this big giant old building. And in the morgue, where they also used to keep fruits and vegetables, there's the hole that leads to the underground spring or the well, right? And if you sit in the very back of the morgue, which if you, it's if you walk in the front door, right? And you go to the spot where the information desk is, like if you were to go visit someone or check someone in, you turn left and you go down a hallway, one room and then another room. And once you get into the back room, that's where the morgue is. And if you sit on the very corner of the back of the morgue, and everything's like stone and concrete in there because they used it to keep things cool, of course, you can hear people talking from the reception desk area.
Like plain as day.
Physically, clearly, plain as day. And it is the most paranormal, crazy crap I've ever experienced in my life.
It's insane. And a lot of people will probably be like, it's a babbling creek. That's what a babbling creek is. Which, sure, yes.
Well, you you don't really hear the water, though.
No,
it's just don't. Like acoustically speaking and energetically speaking. Mm-hmm. It's like, I remember sitting there and I could hear a man and a woman and another woman talking about checking someone in or seeing someone. And I was like, are you hearing this? Is this actually happening? I don't know it's like residual energy or residual haunting. I'm sure it could also be active hauntings as well, but there's something about sitting in that little back room that it's like an energetic physical resonance chamber, and you can physically audibly hear paranormal things.
Yeah. And when we were there, when I was there with Metapsychics, they didn't have like the actual like morgue table. Like there's a room that's connected to the morgue, and then there's the actual like table for the morgue.
Yeah, because there's the big doors that open to your left when you go in there.
Yeah. So like there's an actual like table in there, which they have that closed off in the winter and like in the colder months because the pipes
get
cold and that kind of stuff.
Oh, I would think that if you open the door, well, yeah, I guess because the insulation can cause the pipes to freeze. But also if you get in there, it's going to be really cold and you're not going to be able to get out.
Which I have been there when it's open. And the last time when this video comes out, that room was open, which I don't think any of that footage is going to be in this video. Because it just didn't work out. But
for
I think
Fuel Paranormal?
Yeah, okay, for Nightmare Fuel Paranormal. I think that with that room open, it opens up the room even more and you can hear it even better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it, like, when I tell you, it's like clear. And even when we were there, it was like you could hear someone, and it's like, it almost sounds like just like off in the distance, like someone's just like chattering about something and you can like hear it. And then every once in a while you can like make out a word, but it is so clear when someone starts talking and you're like, that's not the water. Cause you can hear it. Sometimes you can hear it, but sometimes you can't. It just depends on the time of the year. That time, I don't think you could really hear the water at all.
No, I remember being able to discern masculine and feminine voices and not even hearing the water. You were just in this little like rock room, basically.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds like a voice coming over a PA, like just like speaking. That's what it kind of sounds like. Insane how clear it is, and none of it translated across video when we were with Metapsychics at all. Oh. I don't think, unless I mean, I could always go back and like re-listen to it and see if I can hear it, because now I know how to like amplify and do stuff a little bit better since I've been doing it more.
Yeah.
So like there could be something in there, but I will swear up and down that we definitely heard something that night.
No, that's
crazy.
It was
insane.
Okay, so we talked about Metapsychics Fairfield. Now, what about Nightmare Fuel Fairfield?
Oh God. So that whole night was insane, which I try to every year. I've been trying to do like an individual investigation just like by myself.
Oh,
and I really want to go there. Yeah. I want to go
there. You
want to
go there by yourself?
Yes. And I was planning on going there by myself this year, but then we ended up actually going as a group because everyone was free. So it was like, all right, let's just go together. It's fine. And then I'll do it again. I'll try it again later, which I want to go in the winter because it is hot in that building.
Oh.
But it was insane.
I feel like it'd be easier to hear things in the winter though too, because you wouldn't have the crickets because it's surrounded by a big field. I'm sure it could be really loud in the summer.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, early spring is usually fine. I've never been there, which maybe we went in June when we filmed this one because it was kind of a little bit warm. But it was insane. And because I haven't had a chance to show you any of like the clips or anything, but we have like footsteps walking, like plain as day. Like there is no doubt in my mind that it sounds like someone walking. We've got shadow figures too as well, which is so difficult. It was so difficult to get it on video. And I don't know if it's going to translate to YouTube very well, but I'm including it because there's definitely something moving. That was like, we were in like the jail cell when we could hear all like the walking and like the shuffling noises. It literally sounded like someone was upstairs just like dragging a chair around. Insane how just absolutely clear it is.
You mean the cell on the second floor?
Yeah, so it's the women's jail cell.
Okay,
is where we're at.
Because there's the men's wing and the women's wing. And the women's, they each have one room at the end of their hallways where if you were bad, they would put you in it for like an extended period of time and you couldn't leave.
Yeah, there's like 10 rules and you can't break any of the rules. And if you do, and it's like no drinking, no smoking.
No canoodling with another non-same gender person.
I don't think you're allowed to curse. There's like a whole list of them somewhere. But we were just... And it's only us in the building because they do the same thing, which is also insane that they like trust people to just like be like, all right, here's the keys. Gotta go. Bye. And then just leave you. We're there by ourselves. And when you start hearing with your own ears walking, you're like, did I lock the door? What's happening? And we're all just kind of like looking at each other. We're like, guys, do you hear that? plain as day, just absolute walking. We've got EVPs too as well. It was an insane night. The attic was crazy. So when you go up in the attic is so scary. Mm-hmm. It makes me so uncomfortable. And that's why I'm kind of glad I didn't go by myself this last time I went, because I don't think I would have been able to make it into the attic because it's so just dark and scary. And that's where they used to, because they had what's called the dungeon, which is upstairs and not downstairs. It's up in the attic, and they used to chain people on the walls up there, and supposedly someone like they're like people that have passed away up there
from neglect.
From neglect, and they like froze to death up in that area. They also, I think, used to keep kids up there too.
Children.
As well.
Yes, there was children on one side and then people chained to the walls on the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a fun area to be like in general. And even during the day, it's kind of scary, but there's like, when you go up the stairs to the left, there's like a long hallway. And then to the right, there's two more rooms and it's like a long, you know, it pretty much goes the whole length of the building. And the space to the right is called the chicken coop. And supposedly like a lot of people see shadows in that area. And so we were all like kind of splitting up and just kind of going in different space. So Anthony and Andrew were together, and Janelle and I decided to go up to the attic because we're like, well, we've kind of done all the other places. Let's just go up in the attic again. And so we sat on the hallway down on the left and looked down to the chicken coop, and you can see, and it's the part that does not translate on video and it's really difficult to see, but you can see someone just like peering out around the corner and then just like going back in. and peering out again and going back in. And it went on for probably about 45 minutes to an hour. It did that.
And you guys just sat there the whole time and played peekaboo with this?
Yeah. And we just sat there trying to get it on video. It was insane. And we at one point, we like moved a little bit closer.
Maybe it really wanted to be on video though. Because if that happened for that long, usually it doesn't happen like that. It's like a one and done type of thing.
And you don't see it ever again. And it's not like, I don't think it's pareidolia. Which is like when you start seeing things in the shadows, and you usually like start seeing like faces and like
it's that when kind people, of stuff. Like when people see Jesus in a potato chip.
Yeah. So like it definitely is not that. And it's so hard to see on the actual video. But as we're sitting there, I'm like, oh, I see the shadow. And Janelle's like, yeah, I see it on the left side. And I was like, no, it's on the right side. What are you talking about? And she's like, no. There's another shadow. So there's two shadows that are both doing the same thing or similar. And then they slowly start getting taller and taller. And it keeps going like up higher, up in the frame, in the door frame, because it's two doorways. So there's one doorway and then there's the next, and it's in the second doorway. And we're a pretty good distance away. Insane.
That makes me think
it's like, just like little peekaboo.
Well, you know, like two kids, how they used to go on either side of the road and like move the invisible rope. Or I think it was middle school when it was like, don't step on this part of the floor because it's like, it's a hole in the floor type of thing. That's what it makes me think of. Like they were just like messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny. Did you feel so scared clear. Or were you just like,
no.
Okay. Because I know you have psychic abilities. So I'm like, do you think it could be just like children that were messing with you or like a playful entity?
I don't see. The thing is that it's hard for me to be like scared by this kind of stuff because like it doesn't really scare me. Like I was freaked out a little bit. And I do like say that I'm like, I'm a little bit freaked out by this because like you don't see that.
Well, it's not every normal. Day.
It's not normal to see that on. It's like, am I like going crazy and this isn't real? And like, I'm just like making things up in my head. And then I like review the video footage and I'm like, well, like I can see it in the video footage, but like, it's really difficult to see. So I didn't feel scared, but I felt like it was something that was acting like children and was just kind of being playful. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that I couldn't really like, I couldn't place it when I was there, but anytime that I edit it, I always feel like there's like someone watching me edit and it freaks me out because I'm editing at like 10 o'clock at night and I'm just like sitting here and I'm like, wow, can I see this shadow? I'm like really close to my screen and it feels like there's someone like creeping in my room. So it feels kind of a little bit dark and a little bit scary. And I believe that it followed us too as well and kind of stuck around a little bit, which
like after you left.
Yeah, because we had some like weird experiences after the fact.
Share with the class.
Yes. Which I don't know. I've got video footage of me talking about it somewhere, but we have I'm pretty sure it was after Fairfield, but it might have been a different location. I could hear someone talking in my yard when I got back. And it's like 6 in the morning.
Absolutely not. Like,
no one's there, but we had that happen. I'm trying to remember all the stuff that happened with that. Cause like, I don't usually like paranormal equipment doesn't really work in my house very often.
Is there like a tree in your yard, like your front yard?
Mm-hmm,
did you hear it from like behind the tree or around the tree?
Cause there's two trees. The yes.
Bigger one.
That would be, yeah, it was close to that. Cause it was like almost on the other side of my garage.
Okay.
Is where I was like hearing it. And I was like, where is this coming from? Because no one's going to be up this early in the morning.
What did it sound like an almost nondescript, like boy's voice? Like almost like you couldn't know if it was like, oh, or did it, was it, I'm sorry. I'm trying to good. Like, cause when I'm saying that, that's how I would perceive it. But was it more of just like a female male voice? Like you couldn't tell if it was one or the other, like very just like almost like, oh, like, you know, AI nowadays, how people are just like my mom showed me a video the other day and I was like, Mom, that is AI. She's like, no, it's not. And I was like, yes, it is. She's like, well, how do you know? I'm like, it's kind of like the feeling that you get when you mm-hmm. know something isn't human, like when someone's dressed up or like you walk by a mannequin and you think it's a person, but you just know that it's not. I'm like, that's,
yep.
And that's what I'm getting for this. And when I was going to say like mm-hmm. a boy, I heard it on my other side where it was like masculine, feminine, like high pitch, but with like a low undertone, like both of the, that's.
That is exactly what it was. Yes.
Weird freaking poltergeist shit.
I got chills from that. Yes, that is exactly what it sounded like. And like I said, I can't remember if that was Fairfield, but I'm pretty sure that was after Fairfield. And that happens too. I have noticed more since like I've started doing it more. A lot of times like weird things will start happening before we needed to like go on a ghost investigation. So like we've had some weird stuff happen recently and we're like, okay, I guess it's time to go on a ghost investigation. but I've had that happen. I've had the lid on my trash can open and I'm so mad about it because I could hear it open and then close, which is like one of those ones where you like press it with your foot and you can like open it.
In your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait one second. I'm just going to stop you there because we're getting really, really close to time. And I know you have something to do after this. So if you guys are listening on the Metapsychics Extras YouTube channel, or on the podcast Soundwaves, or watching this on the main channels, because you'll have it as a video. We're going to continue this in a part two where we talk about the more recent investigations that Russell and I went on together, as well as our review on paranormal equipment. That'll be in part two. But if you want to hear more about the scary things that Russell's going to talk about, like the poltergeist activity, you're going to have to join Patreon because that's going to be a Patreon-only exclusive. But thank you so much, Russell, for being here today. We're going to see you in part two. Thank you all for watching and listening. And until next time, peace out, Metasoc kicks.
Bye.